Today we have two very special things. And of course, we can't enumerate all the blessings that God gives us each day. But especially on some days, the church, in her spiritual life, in her liturgy, celebrates additional blessings. The first thing for us here at the Shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, it is First Saturday. And it is the day in which we honor Our Lady, and we need to remember from now on through the rest of this Mass and the day that we need to wish to honor Our Lady and to receive the indulgences and blessings. And in this shrine today, those who follow the prescriptions of the law, which you should know, can receive a plenary indulgence, which will erase all your purgatory. Now, that's a very good deal, because you do very little, and you get everything erased. So, we honor Our Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and it is her day, which she requested to Venerable Lucia dos Santos. And I understand the person who's trying to dishonor Our Lady is also trying to get rid of Fatima. And he's going to have to get rid of me first. Anyway, let him go back to Argentina where he belongs. The accursed red-robed person. But we also have another wonderful day today. Today is a day which is shared by both East and West. And of course, we're praying with the Holy Father. And since the Council of Florence and the Councils of the Lateran, the union that has been effectuated on paper but is not effectuated in practice between the East and the West. And so we pray for the conversion of the Orthodox, or those who call themselves Orthodox but are not Orthodox because they do not have the fullness of the faith. That is Orthodox. But today we celebrate the feast of one who was on both sides, St. Nicholas of Bari, as he is known in Italy and throughout the West, and to the Easterners, St. Nicholas of Myra, in the eastern part of the Mediterranean. And of course, he, as a young man, became a priest and a bishop, and he was made Bishop of Myra. And that's why when you see him in vestments, usually, he is wearing Eastern vestments, not Western vestments. But that's okay, it doesn't matter. The vestments are not the important thing. The person is. He was a very, very holy priest, a very, very holy bishop. And of course, he's known, particularly on this day, for his great generosity to the poor and to children. And the story is told about how he found out that there was a family with three girls, and they had to provide a dowry for them to have a good marriage. Otherwise, you did not have a marriage at all, and you had to be out in the streets, which was a horrible, horrible fate. And so, at night, in the cover of darkness, he went and he threw a bag of gold coins through their window. Some say through their chimney, which is probably not likely, because then everything would have burnt. But that's, you know, the modern-day mythologies that we propagate, which are not necessarily true. But that's okay. They're harmless, innocuous. And so then the three girls were able to have a dowry to have good marriages. And then the other thing is that he took care of children. Now, he was one of the participants of the first ecumenical council, the Council of Nicaea. And he traveled with an entourage. Apostles and bishops did not travel alone in those days. They traveled with a whole retinue. And they stopped at this inn that was available. There weren't many places available for a sizable retinue. And they made a deal with the owner, and they all stayed there. They had rooms and warm beds and food and water. Well, the owner was asked to make a particularly delicious stew that he was wont to make, and people talked about it all over. And so St. Nicholas asked him, could he go down to the cellar with him? And so he went down to the cellar and asked, the guy was getting water and wine for the guests. All of a sudden, out of this huge vat of something or other, three little boys popped up who had been dead. They were dead and they came back to life at the presence, not even anything else, the presence of St. Nicholas. And of course, the man fell to his knees and cried and begged and so forth. And St. Nicholas forgave him and gave him absolution. And the three little boys came back to life and lived a full life and joined St. Nicholas's retinue. Perhaps in the future they became holy priests. We do not know. But because of that and the three girls, St. Nicholas is very much a patron of children, especially little children. And on this day, some of us who are very good children, we woke up, we went outside our door, our bedroom door, and inside our shoes was a mountain of candies. In my case, chocolate, because that's my favorite. And so that's what happens today on the Feast of St. Nicholas. All over Europe and throughout the world, little children go and see their shoes that they placed meticulously outside the door of their bedroom the night before, and St. Nicholas has filled them with goodies. But St. Nicholas was known for his faith. At the Council of Nicaea, there were many bishops who were heretics. No difference in the day it is today. You know, don't get too upset about today. So anyway, one bishop stood up and was defending the heresiarch Arius, who thought out of the Arian heresy, which denied the divinity of Christ. Of course, that would have denied the divine maternity of Mary. Mary is involved in everything. She is indeed the mediatrix of all graces. She is indeed the co-redemptrix of the human race. And nobody, not even a council or a pope, can take that away from her. And so this one bishop started to talk in favor of Arius. And St. Nicholas got up from his place in the council, and he went up to this bishop and slapped him silly. Violence is not always bad. When we defend the faith, when we defend the truth, when we defend life, and when we defend Christ and the Blessed Mother, we can use violence, as we have seen in the Crusades, which were otherwise marred by the ridiculous bad Catholics who wanted profit and not the glory of God. So today, on this feast of St. Nicholas of Bari, where he is buried, we honor him. Now, his relics are in a beautiful basilica right by the Adriatic Sea in the southern eastern city of Bari in Italy, where I have been many times. And even to this day, the bones, he's not incorrupt, the bones of St. Nicholas exude a milk which is called the manna of St. Nicholas. And the Dominican friars who staff the shrine, they gather the manna and put drops of it into little bottles of holy water, and the faithful come and get them. And I have brought some back here in the past. They actually saved a young teenage boy who was dying of a bad heart. And he's still alive, and that was maybe 15 years ago. So St. Nicholas is still making miracles. So ask him. And I especially ask you to pray for me. The results of the MRI I had at my request came forth. And of course, they were not good. It showed that I had broken my back again. And there are two or three vertebrae that are crushed and pressing on my spinal cord and causing spinal stenosis and lots of pains. And so I ask you to pray to St. Nicholas today and to the Blessed Mother on this, her day of the month, that they may grant that I may be healed so that I can stay here and make many more nativity scenes like this one. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.